Hello guys, and welcome to another Last Minute Winner podcast. And today we are finally back from our absence. We have finally got a microphone and we are back and better than ever. And today we are going to be doing my Prem predictions. I'm here on my own today, so okay, let's get started. So in 20th place I have put Bournemouth. I just think that, their transfer activity hasn't been great. They've released Gary Cahill. They have... So they signed two players, Ryan Fredericks from West Ham and Joe Rothwell. Ryan Fredericks is an ageing right back, and Joe Rothwell from Blackburn for free, which he was brilliant for Blackburn, but is he Premier League ready? That is the question. Ryan Fredericks, we know how good he was in a spell for West Ham in 2019. So Bournemouth 20th, as I don't think they will even come close to competing. Anyway, 19th here, and I'm just going to shock loads of people with this. It is Leeds United. I know, I'm going to get a lot of disagreement on this one. I just think, you know, Leeds United, they've lost their two best players in Rafinha to Barcelona and Calvin Phillips to Manchester City. They have done a lot of work in the transfer window, but I don't think it's going to be enough. They've signed players like Brendan Aaronson, Rasmus Christensen, Mark Rocha, Tyler Adams, Luis Sinisterra, who I think is going to have a good season, but I don't think it's going to be enough for Leeds United. So 19th place for them. Right, now moving on to 18th, and it's another very, very controversial one. And I put Brentford. I know, Brentford, they have signed a few solid players, but I don't think it's going to be enough. They have lost Christian Eriksen. Obviously, we know the second season syndrome could also hit Brentford. They have signed Keane Lewis Potter from Hull, Ben Mee from Burnley, and Aaron Hickey from Bologna for £19 million. But I think they're going to have a good season, but I think they're going to be pipped to the wire by Southampton, who I have put in 17th place now. Anyway, guys, just to butt in, if you don't agree with any of these, contact us on social media. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. We are available on there. Okay, moving on, 17th. Now I have gone with another controversial one, Southampton, who a lot of people would have put in their bottom three. I think they're just going to pip it and make it out. They have been busy in the transfer window. They've signed Gavin Bazunu and Romeo Lavia from Manchester City, and the big one, Joe Aribo from Rangers. I think it's going to be a worrying season for Southampton. They may be near the bottom for long periods, but I think they will just make it. Okay, moving on to 16th, and it is the newly promoted side, Fulham, who I think are just going to survive as well. It's going to be tight down there in the relegation zone and the relegation battle, but I think Fulham are just going to survive here. They have signed João Paulinho from Sporting, which looks very exciting. Maybe it's Fulham's Bruno Guimarães. They also have signed Andreas Pereira from Manchester United, and we've seen his class over the past few years, particularly maybe not with Manchester United, as he has been going out on loan. But, 16th for Fulham. Okay, moving on to 15th. Now, this is where I think these teams will be comfortably mid-table. I have put Crystal Palace. Now, they have been busy in the transfer window. They have signed Sam Johnstone for free off West Brom. They've also signed Malcolm Ibioe from Derby. Sorry if I haven't pronounced his name correctly, and they also have signed the big one, Cheick Doucouré. And I think Crystal Palace are going to have a good start to the season, but they may fall off a little bit. They have exciting attackers like Wilfred Zaha, Michael Olise, Odson Edouard. Now Malcolm Mbeumo, if he does get game time this season. But yeah, I think it's going to be a mid-table finish from Crystal Palace this season. Okay, moving on to 14th place. And now I think that that is going to be Wolverhampton Wanderers. They've had a pretty underwhelming window, to say the least. But yeah, they haven't signed anybody. They have signed former... anybody special. They have signed former Burnley and Stoke centre-back Nathan Collins for 20.5 million. They have lost the likes of Romain Saiss, Fabio Silva on loan, and Vitinha to PSG. Okay, right. Moving on to 13th. Now, I think... now, despite they haven't been very busy in the transfer window, they had a very underwhelming season considering the size of this football club. They've only signed one player in James Tarkowski in 13th place. It is going to be Everton. I do believe that they will have a pretty good season on under Frank Lampard. I think he will stay till the end. I think that they are a brilliant team. They are a very big club, and they don't belong in 16th where they finished last season. Okay, moving on to probably one of the most surprising predictions from myself. It is Nottingham Forest in 12th. Now, you're probably all gasping at this now, because that is a very, very bold and very optimistic prediction for the Midlands side. But they have been, they have done really good in this transfer window. They need to make it click. They've signed the likes of Teo Awoniyi from Union Berlin for 18 million. They've signed Dean Henderson. We saw how good he was for Sheffield. Sheffield United three seasons ago. They've also signed the duo Harry Toffolo and Lewis O'Brien, Wayne Hennessy as well for backup, Omar Richards from Bayern Munich, which is a big one, Nico Williams from Liverpool, and the big one, Jesse Lingard, has signed on a free, but for 200k a week. That is unbelievable. They also have loaned out Jonathan Panzo to Coventry. They've released Lewis Graben, and they have lost their hero of the playoffs last season, Bryce Samba, who was absolutely phenomenal, saved three penalties to send them to Wembley. They also have exciting talents like Brennan Johnson and Alex Mighton, who I wonder if he'll get game time this year. You never know. Okay, moving on to 11th. And now, this, again, is another one, considering they have done virtually nothing in this transfer window. They haven't signed any players. It is Leicester. I think they finished round about this place last season, but obviously, because they finished 5th the two seasons before that, they were a bit underwhelmed at that, but I think it's going to be another mid-table finish. They need to start signing players before the Premier League starts next weekend. And yeah, it's not looking good for Leicester. Anyway, moving on to 10th, and it is the team that beat Manchester United 4-0 last season. It is Brighton. Now, they haven't been that busy in the transfer window. They're more players leaving at the moment. They have signed Julio Enciso, Simon Andingra, and Benicio Baker Boateng. But I don't think I think they're going to have a brilliant season. That if they can hold on to Mark Cucurella and Leandro Trossard, I think that they can do bits for them. They need to sign a proper striker, though, I think, before. I think they are looking at a few, so I'll keep an eye on that. But I am very optimistic for the Seagulls this season, and I hope they do well. Okay, moving on to ninth, and it's another one that is very controversial. It's very controversial, my predictions in the Premier League. It is West Ham United. Now, West Ham, they have signed Naif Aguerd for £35 million. They also, former loanee Alfonso Areola, they made permanent from PSG. They signed Patrick Kelly from Coleraine and Flynn Downes from Swansea, the wonder kid. They are. Now, I think one man settles this. If they can get Filip Kostic in, which they are linked with now, he is considering the move. I reckon they could easily finish sixth, but I think ninth. Unless they get that done, then I think there's a big chance of it being sixth. They've managed to keep hold of Declan Rice, Thomas Suchek and Jared Bowen for the moment. But, yeah, ninth place for West Ham United. Now, eighth place now. And surprisingly, considering all the money they have not had a massive transfer window. They have signed a few players, but it is Newcastle United, as you can probably make out, which I think they are going to finish eighth place. They have sold Dwight Gayle to Stoke, who was a fan favourite. I'm excited as a Stoke fan to see what he can do. They have signed Nick Pope from Burnley, Sven Botman from Lille, and Matt Target from Aston Villa. I would have thought, considering this would have been the breakout season for Newcastle, I think if they had made a few bigger signings, I know Sven Botman is a big signing for Newcastle, I think that they could easily be finishing top four this season if they had used the money that they have. But anyway, moving on to seventh place, and this is again a tricky one. I can either be brilliant and look like a genius here, or completely wrong and look like a fool. But I'm going to say it out there. They have had the second best transfer window this season. They have signed Felipe Coutinho, Boubacar Kamara, Diego Carlos, Robin Olsen from Roma made permanent, Ludwig Augustinsson from Sevilla on loan. Now, Felipe Coutinho, we know him, formerly worth $140 million. You know, Champions League player. Boubacar Kamara, brilliant for Marseille. I know Manchester United were looking at him. Diego Carlos as well, which is a really good sign. And I know Newcastle were after him. And I heard Chelsea were rumoured. So it was good to see that they managed to pull that signing off. And they have lost Matt Target. But I think it's going to be a brilliant season for Aston Villa this season. Steven Gerrard is going to take them into places they couldn't, well, they wouldn't have ever imagined. Okay, moving on to sixth place. Now, I believe that this is going to be, now this will annoy a lot of people. Actually, I think that Arsenal are going to finish sixth. Oh my gosh, how dare you say that, Zach? But you know, I don't think that they have had a bigger transfer window, as everyone's saying. Obviously, I think Jesus is going to have a brilliant season. I think he's going to score 25 or 20 goals, and I think he may be top goalscorer in the league, but I don't think it's going to be enough. I think it's going to be an underwhelming season. They've lost Alexander Lacazette, Matteo Guendouzi. They've lost two good players. They have signed Zinchenko, who is even going to get in the team past Kieran Tierney. Maybe they've signed Fabio Vieira, which looks to be an exciting signing, but I think that it is going to be an underwhelming signing. Now, moving on to fifth. Now, this is a hard one. You know, you could have picked Manchester United, Chelsea, maybe even Manchester City. But I've gone with Tottenham, and I know they've had a brilliant transfer window. They have finally, Daniel Levy is signing some players. But I think it's going to be a bit underwhelming. I think Clement Longley isn't going to be what he promised. I think Jed Spence may have a good season and maybe get a move to either Chelsea, Man City, or maybe Borussia Dortmund after Tottenham have a underwhelming season. I think Yves Bissouma may flop. Ivan Perisic may not get the game time, you know. He might get a few injuries. He's getting old now. He's 34. I think he's 33 or 34. But, I think it's not going to be a great season. I think they might warm into it a bit more, but I think it's going to be no top four for North London. Anyway, moving on to fourth, and yet again, it's a very controversial one. I've gone with Chelsea. Now, I know they have signed Raheem Sterling, Kalidou Koulibaly, but I think that's two. They've lost Antonio Rudiger and Romelu Lukaku. I know he wasn't very good last year, but I do believe that Chelsea are going to get into the top four by maybe like 5-6 points. I don't think Tottenham are going to come anywhere close to Chelsea. I think Chelsea are going to have a shock win against Manchester City or Liverpool, but I think it's going to be these little defeats that they always do against someone like Bournemouth or Crystal Palace that's going to cost them the third spot. And moving on to the third spot, now this is a controversial one. It's a massive one. I've gone with Manchester United. I know people are screaming at me now. They finished sixth last season, which was probably one of their worst seasons in their history. They are supposedly losing their best player. But, you know, do not underestimate Manchester United. They've got Paul Pogba. They've got their wage budget out. But Manchester United are not done in the transfer window. They've signed an exciting left-back, Therese Malatia from Feyenoord. Christian Eriksen, who's going to look to be a good signing for free. And Lisandro Martinez for $55 million. They may have overpaid for him as he's unproven in the Premier League. He's 5'9", as well as a centre-back, which obviously doesn't matter because Fabio Cannavaro and Carlos Puyol were two of the best defenders in the history of the game, and he won a Ballon d'Or, Fabio Cannavaro, and they were under 6 foot as well, so I don't think that size really matters. But I also believe that the Frenkie de Jong, after all the saga, I think it is going to be done. I think they've agreed terms after I think Xavi has admitted that they cannot keep Frenkie de Jong as much as they want to, as much as Frenkie de Jong wants to stay at the club. But I think even though Frenkie de Jong maybe unmotivated, maybe wouldn't want to be here, maybe the first 2 months, I think he'll warm in. And obviously, not even mentioning Erik ten Hag. I think he's an absolutely brilliant manager, and I think Ajax are going to struggle without him, and I think he's going to do wonders. Maybe Manchester United are in for a title race for the first time in nearly a decade. No, you know, we finished second, but you were miles behind, I think. I think it's fair to admit you were miles behind. I think you were maybe 20 points, 17 points behind Manchester City in 2018, and obviously behind Manchester City the season before last. Now, moving on to the top two, the big ones. Now, who am I going to pick, Manchester City or Liverpool? In second place, I have picked Manchester City. I know they've signed probably the biggest forward, but I just think that Liverpool have too much. They have signed Erling Haaland from Dortmund. They've signed Stefan Ortega Moreno for free, and they've signed Calvin Phillips also from Leeds. I don't think Calvin Phillips is going to get many games, and I think Haaland's going to have a good season. He's going to be up there with Gabriel Jesus, but I believe that Liverpool, this is Liverpool's season. This is the season that Liverpool have been waiting for, to finally beat Manchester City after 2 years of absence from the trophy. Now, moving on to my predicted champions. Now, let me just tell you why. I think Darwin Nunez is probably going to finish top goal scorer, maybe 30 goals, because I think, you know, it took him a bit of time. He missed an open goal in the 4-0 loss to Manchester City. By the way, Manchester United, I haven't mentioned that. That is a step in the right direction for Manchester United. But I believe that Darwin Nunez, he scored 4 against the Champions League, solid Champions League side, RB Leipzig. And, you know, a goal's a goal. I've seen on social media that people are saying no. Like the penalty, maybe the goal he should have saved, maybe a few shots, tap-ins. A goal's a goal, and strikers score goals like that. And if he can score 30 scabby goals this season and Liverpool win the league, I don't think Liverpool fans are going to care very much. So I think Darwin Nunez is going to be a very big success for Liverpool. I also think Fabio Carvalho is going to get in the team as well. He has been brilliant in the pre-season. He was brilliant against Leipzig and Manchester United, even though he was one of the only players to be brilliant for Liverpool in that Manchester United defeat. They have also signed some backup right back, Calvin Ramsey from Aberdeen, who was brilliant last season. They have lost Sadio Mane and a few of their youngsters like Nico Williams and Reece Williams on loan. Divock Origi as well, their lord and saviour. But yeah, I think that Liverpool are going to bring it home to Anfield for the second time in a few years. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. You can find out more about it on lastminutewinner.net, our website. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, any of them. Also, maybe if you're listening on Spotify, Podbean, Sounder or Acast, drop us a follow. And yeah, we'll see you guys in a bit very soon with another guest.